All right, so get it. We're doing a deep dive into these mind bullets.
Mind bullets.
Yeah, they're like these fictional news stories, right? But they're from the future.
Oh, okay. I see. So they're trying to like shake things up.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
They want you to think differently about what's coming next.
Kind of like strategic thought experiments then.
Exactly. Future World, the folks who came up with these mind bullets, they have a pretty impressive track record.
Really?
Yeah, they've been publishing these weekly glimpses into the future for over 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
And the thing is, some of them have been eerily accurate. It's kind of spooky.
So it's about predicting the future.
Well, not exactly. It's not like they have a crystal ball or anything. It's
Okay,
more like a mental workout, you know?
yeah.
Especially for business leaders. It helps them anticipate potential disruptions.
So, like, what if this crazy thing actually happened?
How would you react? How would your business adapt?
I like that. Makes you think outside the box.
Right. So to give you a taste of how insightful these mind bullets can be, we're going to explore seven of the most striking examples.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll compare them to what actually happened in the real world.
All right, so we're gonna see how close they got.
You got it.
Yeah,
Get
yeah.
ready for some serious, whoa, they saw that coming moments.
I'm ready.
Okay, first up is a mind bullet from way back in 2009. It's titled Bird Flu Plague Contained Amid Vast Trade Disruptions. Anything familiar?
Bird flu plague. Wait a minute. Is this about
2020.
COVID?
Bingo. It's like a blueprint for the whole pandemic.
No way.
Border closures, the role of technology, even the economic and social upheaval. It's all there in this mind bullet from over a decade earlier.
Seriously, that's wild.
It's almost creepy how accurate it is. Quarantines, lockdowns, the reliance on technology for tracking developing vaccines, they predicted it all.
I mean, that's incredible. They really saw that coming.
It just goes to show the power of these mind bullets. They force you to consider scenarios that might seem far-fetched.
Right, like who would have thought about a global pandemic back in 2009?
Exactly. But those scenarios could have massive implications for your business if they actually happen.
So a business leader reading this in 2009 could have had a head start in preparing for COVID.
Absolutely. Talk about a competitive edge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay, next up, we've got a mind bullet from 2020 that boldly declared Tesla stock hits $5,000.
Tesla $5,000. That's a bold prediction.
It was. And you know what? Tesla's stock actually did come pretty close to that.
Really?
Yeah, it briefly surpassed the split-adjusted price of $5,000 in 2021.
Wow, so they weren't too far off.
Nope. Shows how quickly things change in the market.
For sure. But this mind bullet wasn't just about picking stocks, right?
No, you gotta.
It was more about recognizing the disruptive potential of innovative companies
Exactly. Like Tesla, they were shaking things up.
and understanding how those disruptions could impact the whole market landscape.
It's a reminder that businesses need to be agile and adaptable.
Especially in industries where things are moving super fast.
Like technology, yeah. Okay, let's fast forward to a mind bullet from 2019 titled Electric Cars Targeted a New Trade War. And guess what? It's happening right now.
Oh,
Like
really?
it's unfolding before our eyes.
Electric cars and trade wars. How did they see that coming?
The mind bullet envisioned China's dominance in electric car manufacturing sparking global trade tensions.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. China's a big player in the EV market.
Huge. And countries around the world are trying to protect their own car industries.
So it's like a battle for dominance in the EV market.
Yeah. It's all about who's going to control the future of transportation.
This mind bullet is like a warning sign for businesses.
Totally. It highlights how interconnected the global markets are.
And how quickly things can shift.
Exactly. All right, let's take a break from the doom and gloom and look at a more optimistic scenario.
Okay, I could do some of that.
In 2016, a mind bullet proclaimed solar power goes viral.
Solar power goes viral.
Yeah, they predicted a boom in rooftop solar.
Interesting. So more people generating their own power.
And a move toward a decentralized energy internet.
So like a more distributed energy system.
Exactly.
Have we reached that point yet?
Not fully.
Yeah.
But the growth of rooftop solar has been pretty impressive.
Really?
Yeah. The global solar market is expanding rapidly.
So even though we're not there yet, the trend is definitely moving in that direction.
Right. It's a good reminder that things are always changing.
And that we need to be open to new possibilities.
Now get ready for this next one. It's from 2010 and it's called Twitter. Listen to my thoughts.
Twitter, listen to my thoughts. What does that even mean?
They predicted tweeting using just your thoughts.
Like telepathy.
Pretty much. While we're not quite there yet, there have been some mind-blowing developments in brain-computer interfaces.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Neuralink, Elon Musk's company, has enabled a paralyzed patient to tweet using a brain implant.
No way. So they're actually controlling Twitter with their mind.
It's incredible, right?
Yeah.
It's not exactly telepathy, but it's a huge step in that direction.
So this mind bullet wasn't just about predicting a specific technology.
Yep.
It was more about recognizing this trend of merging our minds and machines.
Exactly. It's a glimpse into a future that's both exciting and a little scary.
For sure. It makes you think about the ethical implications, too.
Totally. Okay, let's dive into a mind bullet from 2013 that declared cognitive systems rule. Okay, this one predicted the rise of AI so advanced it could outsmart even the best stock market traders.
AI taking over the stock market, that sounds intense.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And with things like ChatGPT exploding in popularity and these autonomous AI agents like AutoGPT emerging, it feels like we're headed in that direction.
Yeah, AI is getting really sophisticated these days.
It makes you wonder what's next for AI and if we're really prepared for it.
That's a big question.
All right, last one for this batch is from 2005, and it's titled Move Over CNN, We're All Connected Now.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
This mind bullet was incredibly prescient. They predicted the rise of citizen journalism, the power of influencers, and the decline of traditional media.
Wow. All the way back in 2005.
Before smartphones are even that common.
They were really ahead of the curve on that one.
They were. It's like they could see the future of media unfolding.
And they were right. Today, citizen journalism shapes narratives, influencers have huge audiences, and traditional media is struggling to keep up.
It's a perfect example of how these mind bullets can highlight how technology can disrupt entire industries.
It's a wake-up call for anyone who thinks they're immune to change.
Absolutely.
Mm.
But before we jump into even more mind-bending mind bullets, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more fascinating insights from the future.
All right, so we're back and we've got more mind bullets to unpack. They're just as fascinating as the ones we talked about before.
Lay them on me. What's the next mind bullet?
Okay, let's go back to 2011. Future World released a mind bullet called Germany Powers Down Its Last Nuclear Plant.
So they were predicting the end of nuclear power in Germany. Did they get it right?
They were pretty close. Germany actually shut down its last remaining commercial nuclear power plants in April 2023.
Just a couple years off. That's impressive considering how complex these energy transitions can be.
It is. While coal and gas are still part of Germany's energy mix, their use has gone down significantly.
Makes sense. So how much of Germany's electricity is coming from renewables now?
As of mid-2024, it's about 57%.
Wow, that's a huge shift towards cleaner energy. These mind bullets aren't just theoretical. They actually foreshadow real changes.
Absolutely. Now let's jump to April 2020, right in the middle of the COVID pandemic. This mind bullet is called Send Big Planes, Please.
Okay, I'm curious. What were they predicting during a global crisis?
They saw a huge rebound coming for global air travel by 2027, and they specifically emphasized the demand for large aircraft, like the Airbus A380.
So they were betting on people wanting to travel again, even more than before. Were they right?
Right on the money. By 2024, air travel had almost fully recovered to pre-COVID levels.
So people are flying again.
Yeah. And some projections even suggest that passenger traffic might exceed pre-pandemic levels this year. And those A380s. Back in the skies, especially for long-haul flights.
It's amazing how they saw past the crisis and anticipated a travel boom. It's a reminder not to get caught up in the short-term chaos and to think long-term.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to 2017. We have a mind bullet titled Scientific Discovery, Hand It to the Machines.
Sounds like we're talking AI-powered science now. What's the prediction?
This mind bullet predicted tech that could automate scientific discoveries. They imagined a company called NanoGlobal launching a chip that could analyze and report on molecular changes using AI, biotech, and blockchain.
That sounds futuristic. Did anything close to that actually happen?
Well, we haven't seen a NanoGlobal chip yet, but a system called CoScientist was developed in 2023. This AI system can actually plan and execute complex chemical reactions.
Oh, seriously?
It can even search the internet to learn about specific reactions, read scientific papers, and write code for a robot to do the experiment.
So the specific company and tech haven't materialized, but the core idea of AI-driven scientific discovery is becoming real. It seems like they're good at identifying the bigger trends, even if the details aren't always perfect.
They're really good at connecting the dots and seeing where things are heading. Okay, ready for a more serious mind bullet. This one's from 2015, and it's called When Technology Fails to Fail.
That sounds a bit ominous. What's this one about?
It highlights the potential dangers of relying too much on automated systems. The mind bullet imagines a scenario where an airliner crashes because of an autopilot malfunction. The human pilots can't react fast enough to take over.
That's a scary thought, especially with how much we depend on automation these days. Have there been any real-world incidents like that?
Yes. Unfortunately, the Air France Flight 447 crash in 2009 is a tragic example. The autopilot disconnected because of some faulty sensors. The pilots made some incorrect decisions, and, well, it led to the accident.
And those Boeing 737 to MAX crashes a few years ago, those were software issues, right?
Yes, exactly. They also resulted in tragic loss of control.
It's a sobering reminder that even the most advanced tech can fail, and it can have devastating consequences.
That's right. This mind bullet is like a warning to businesses and policymakers. Don't forget about the risks of automation. Safety and human oversight should always be top priorities.
Absolutely. Now, for a change of pace, let's look at a more philosophical mind bullet. This one's from 2009, and it's called Google, What is Life?
Wow, Google, what is life? That's deep.
I know, right? What were they getting at with that one?
This mind bullet predicted that by 2019, Google would be more than just a search engine. It would become this massive library of all human knowledge, able to answer any question about life, the universe, everything.
Like the ultimate oracle of knowledge. Did that prediction come true?
While Google hasn't quite solved all the mysteries of the universe, it's definitely more than just a search engine now. They offer so many different services.
Email, cloud storage, maps, translation, even artificial intelligence.
Exactly. Google hasn't become all-knowing, but it's expanded into so many parts of our lives. It's constantly learning and changing.
So what does this mind bullet mean for business leaders?
It highlights the power of data and how technology can collect and understand huge amounts of information. How do you filter out the noise and find the real insights?
Those are important questions in our data-driven world.
Okay.
What's the last mind bullet for today?
This one's from 2018. It's called Living Longer for Longer.
Intriguing. What's the prediction?
This mind bullet focuses on the progress in biotechnology and how it could affect human lifespan. It imagines a future where living to 120 becomes normal.
Wow, that's a long time. What would make that possible?
Breakthroughs in gene editing, regenerative medicine, and personalized healthcare. Things like that.
So a future filled with healthy centenarians, are we really on track for that kind of lifespan extension?
It's a hot topic in science right now. There's a lot of research and investment in anti-aging therapies and trying to understand how aging works.
It sounds like living longer might not be that far off. But what would that mean for society?
That's the key question, isn't it? How would we adapt to a world where people routinely live to 120 or even longer?
The economic, social, and ethical implications. It would change everything.
This mind bullet isn't just about predicting scientific discoveries. It's about thinking through the ripple effects those discoveries could have. Businesses would have to adapt to a workforce that could work for decades longer. Retirement planning would be totally different. Even the idea of what it means to age would change.
It's a fascinating thought experiment. Okay, now that we've gone through all those mind bullets, what stands out to you the most? What are your thoughts on these glimpses into potential futures?
I'm struck by their ability to connect seemingly unrelated things and anticipate trends that would have a huge impact. They weren't just making random guesses. They were looking at small changes and emerging tech that would ultimately shape the world.
They really had a knack for seeing the bigger picture.
And that's what makes mind bullets so valuable. They give us a way to think about potential futures. We can assess risks and opportunities and make smarter decisions.
It's not about knowing the future, for sure. It's about exploring those what-if scenarios and being ready for a world that's always evolving.
Exactly. It's about being prepared and ready to adapt. Now let's finish with one final mind bullet. Are you ready for this?
Hit me with it. What's the last one?
It's called Paying with Thoughts.
Paying with Thoughts. Hold on. Are we going full-on sci-fi now? What are they predicting this time?
Imagine a world where brain-computer interfaces are everywhere, so normal that we can use our thoughts to buy things.
Wait, what? No credit cards, no phones? Just think, and it's yours.
Exactly. Like a totally telepathic transaction.
Is that even remotely possible? I mean, come on.
Well, we're not buying groceries with our minds just yet, but the tech behind it is moving fast. Remember Neuralink? Brain-controlled tweeting.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Combine that with contactless payments and AI getting smarter all the time, it's not hard to see how paying with thoughts could become a thing.
It's kind of mind-blowing, you know, buying a coffee just by thinking about it.
Wait.
But it's also a little unnerving.
Right. Think about privacy. What happens when our thoughts are basically a currency?
And how do you stop people from hacking your brain to steal your money?
This mind bullet goes way beyond just some cool new tech. It's a total game changer for society.
Makes you rethink everything.
We're talking about a world where the line between our minds and tech gets blurrier and blurrier.
And we need to be ready for that.
Yeah.
We need to be having these conversations about the consequences, right?
Absolutely. As we're getting all excited about these advancements, we need to figure out how to use them ethically and responsibly.
Well said. Man, it's been a wild ride exploring these mind bullets.
It has.
Future World really has a talent for spotting those tiny shifts, those early signs of changes that could totally disrupt everything.
They don't just predict the future, they give you a new way to think about it. They make you question your assumptions and explore all these different paths.
And get ready for a world that never sits still.
Exactly. So what's the big takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing we've learned from this deep dive?
I think the biggest thing is that the future isn't set in stone. It's a whole bunch of possibilities. And the choices we make today have a huge impact on which path we go down.
The mind bullets remind us that we're not just along for the ride. We can shape the future. But to do that, we need to be looking ahead, questioning what we think we know, and being flexible enough to adapt.
So don't be afraid to ask those what-if questions, right?
Yeah.
Imagine the crazy scenarios.
And don't be afraid to shake things up.
Because in a world where everything is changing so fast, the ability to anticipate and adapt is everything.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Well, I hope our listeners are walking away with a sense of wonder and a desire to embrace what the future holds. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of mind bullets. Until next time, keep your minds open and those future sensing muscles working.